I'll leave it to one of you guys. Tell me when the server pops back up and when Marcus pops on. But yeah, I told Marcus to contact you guys because it was you guys that he gets to negotiate with if he's going to be late. So let's see. Now I'm just getting the labels here. Because I just realized I forgot that.
Yeah, but we can't see what he's talking about. Could be anything.
Could be anything. All right. Mm-hmm.
What will the date be?
I think the day after Christmas. So I'll double check here in a sec. All right. First one play immediately goes is Happy Holidays, but Janice gets a new card for that. Then things get worse. A random person in card play is 3, Moa. Okay. Jameis.
Oh, but this thing, so you'd like to explain.
Yes, yes. Discard your first piece of gear, Jameis, that's not protected. All right. The cards remaining after the play immediately's. Beat has 3 left. Skill 10, make rocket go now, nada. Jameis has...
Okay.
Jameis has seduction 20, skill 5, signaling 20, opponent fails. The Travis has unjam gun, minus 1, immovable, and have an NPC draw 4 cards.
Belladonna draws 4 cards.
Okay.
Before any of us say anything clever and we all lose our cards to a yin-yang.
Mm-hmm. Right. Belladonna has extremely limited reverse dice, cooking, and helicopter. Which is fortunate because she may do some cooking, need that reverse dice, and extremely limited master planner. Never.
I thought she was going to do some helicoptering.
That would be fucked up. Especially since helicopters still scare her.
If you were wondering the day, it was, we celebrated Christmas at the Night's Rest, and then that, the next morning, bicycle back. So however long that took.
Well, then we'll call it the, late afternoon. See, Christmas is on the 25th.
Good job.
Hey. So.
It even says it right there on the calendar.
Shut up. So, let's see, we'll make it, Sunday the 26th. You guys have been doing a lot of work on really easy crime scenes where it's obvious who stabbed who, because when you get people together.
They're still there?
Pardon? Well, yeah, they're still there is one thing. The prints are on it. They confess, and, you know, it's always, a relative because Christmas is the time of bringing everybody together. And they decide to stab the fuck out of
family
each other.
Feud. Mm-hmm. So it's still 2021?
Yes, barely.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah. The,
did 4 mods yesterday?
I know you're trying to avoid exciting people, actual plumbers and stuff, but get on with the mecha.
If you have a look at the thread, I did it about 4 weeks ago.
No, I haven't looked at the thread. Why should I look at the thread?
I noticed that I didn't get any.
Oh, and, you guys are all...
People objected, and you didn't stand up and give a valid argument for yourself.
No.
I don't have a valid argument.
He's got you there. Let's see. Which one was... I believe, isn't Holmes a Patriots person now?
Yes.
Good.
Well, Jane is. I'm assuming they live together, though.
Yeah.
Well, Jane isn't anymore.
No, I do.
Took care of that.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they haven't read the latest memo and they're going to get fired.
Well, yes. No, they don't worry, they boosted your morale when you weren't around.
We'll address that when the game starts.
Yeah, well, it has started. I'm just wanting to lay out the scene, but first I wanted to tell, let's see. Mo is a space person. Excellent. Yeah, your, desk and such is cluttered up with rocket ships and things like that. And the worst thing is that somebody has taken down or reframed all of your fucking pictures of, you know, rugby and stuff with space stuff. You know, like the planet Saturn, look at the cool rings and stuff. But they're in the same frames and stuff. And the one rugby picture that was like on wood, there's now a space picture on the same color wood. Stuff like this. And you've all gone to Holmes's office, probably to complain and or lynch him, but that's where we're going to have you meeting up. And Holmes has this very small, like, Patriots emblem on probably somewhere out of the way. And other than that, his office is unchanged. But everybody does need to make me a sanity roll for the stuff on his desk. I will put up a picture of it.
I'm not going. I've got something else to do first.
Oh. I was trying to herd you there and then let you guys separate and
run that. I don't care.
Herding has failed. You have failed your herd senior staff role, Logan.
That's why I was just trying to start him there and then let him escape. What was it you wanted to do first before I horrify you then?
It may take 2 seconds. It depends on what your answer is. I go to the entrance to the cubicle jungle and ask them if Wendy has gone into the cubicle jungle.
Oh, no. No, she hasn't.
Okay. I just set it up so if she does turn up, they let me know.
Oh. And otherwise, then no, go no, she's... She's actually working like a real undercover drug thing out in the city.
Since I'm not sure what your horrifying idea is, I'm just trying to put in 1 or 2 blocks to stop you.
Oh. Damn. So now you're okay with being herded?
Yep.
Excellent. Yes, people with brooms get you into the office. Here's what you see in a cage on Holmes's desk. There is one of them. I will show Travis the pictures. He cannot see the...
So, what's the sen?
Oh, the over-under is 0/d4. It's just not horrifying enough.
What?
Whatever the fuck that thing is. You can call it whatever you want, because whoever put it on your desk did not bother to leave a note, instructions, nothing.
Two of us here have... Cthulhu monster.
Well, is it a dead body? Is it just a dog? What?
No, it's alive. So it's in a cage. Oh, yeah, it's looking at you and going, and muttering.
Swear I recognize that.
It's quite possibly.
I'm sure I made one of those when I was a widow.
Mm-hmm. So. Here's another picture.
We want that.
Okay.
In addition to that, there's all kinds of fucking, there's a DVD. Unlabeled. Nobody bothers to fucking label anything on your desk. And there's also a note from State Board Man saying that they will not proceed with their robbing of the graves of the Ghostbusters until such time as you decide to. And let's see. There's also there's also a, looks like some sort of strange, talisman with like, just imagine like old lady jewelry, the kind that has the big flat stone. Oh, you need to eat some of these.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll eat them later.
Yeah. Sorry, but I'm going to need to eat some too. Let's see. It's one of those old lady pieces of jewelry with a big flat rock oval in the middle with a bunch of, like, scrollwork stuff around it. And it looks like a pin-on brooch. And it says, from your friends and mom, Zombie Hunter Division. And they have failed to tell you what it is. Or why. Or fucking any useful information. And it says, Merry Christmas. There's also about... 3 garbage cans worth of, collective junk from people who, got you Secret Santa gifts and carefully labeled who they are. i.e. sucking up. And you're estimating it will fit in 3 garbage cans, and there's absolutely nothing useful. The only thing that looks interesting at all to you is that weird brooch thing, which may make its way into a garbage can, I don't know.
Oh, it's probably also 3 garbage cans worth of weird, strange crap we just dumped on his desk.
Oh, yeah.
Put them into the
oven. Oh, yeah. Well, they...
What?
The DVD was from your guys' Round the Building thing.
Oh, right.
So. And... Oh. And, smell rolls.
You never make smell.
Well.
I did, though.
I'll take some Oreos.
Yes, make smell.
And it smells as though Goyle has been drinking or something. You can definitely smell it. It smells like Jack Daniels. A lot of it from here.
You, not washed since celebrating Christmas store?
No, I watched when I got back. Why?
You reek.
Well, that's nothing nice to say about something. And besides, we got more important things to talk about. Like me being homeless.
What do you mean you're homeless?
There are cats everywhere in my apartment. Belladonna won't go in there because she's afraid of furry animals. What the hell did you do? Undo it.
Oh, and there's also a note saying, from your wife, saying that Doyle shot up your cubicle some. No explanation. Holmes just looks at you for a while.
Alright, well, the decorations were for cubicles, not offices.
Just give me the list of names of people who are responsible.
No.
You will not make that cold blooded cutting right now.
We need to fix this. Quickly.
I've already put in a request for it to be reversed on the offices.
Is it done?
Does it look done?
It just shows him just pointing to his one little wee icon.
Alright, so let's say by tonight.
Being that it was Christmas yesterday, it's quite possible that the people responsible were.
I was working.
Yes.
But not all of us. Jack Daniels smell?
What? What are you talking about? Focus, Moa, focus. We need to reverse this.
Is that some sort of fey creature, Terry?
It says. It rattles the bars. It looks like it's secured with one of those small luggage padlocks, like the key type one. No key has come with it.
I wonder if it's intelligent. Are you intelligent?
It rattles its bars and...
I pull out a gun and point it at it and tell it to quit. Does it quit?
No.
I don't think it's intelligent.
Probably... You know, it may not understand what a gun is.
Ah, hang on a second.
It doesn't look like the stuff we encountered in that mod we can't talk about because Pete's here.
Nope.
Okay.
This is some new diabolical horror. By the way, Pete picked up full clip of the happy clip, Jim has picked up supported five needs drop one, and Travis picked up flamethrower.
Woohoo!
Which is funny since I just watched the Saving Private Ryan movie.
Since I won't be seeing Wendy, I'll drop the seduction plus 20.
Very well.
Correct. I'll pick it up.
Very well. I told you it. Drop minus one?
I did.
I'll take the minus one for the murder.
You people suck. Okay, there you go. Anybody want Zanata? No?
Oh, I'm up. No.
Mm-hmm. I'll take the murder and beat him around the head with it.
Mm-hmm. The creature mutters and rails against the bars.
There's really only one thing we can do with it. Put it in Hugo's
check
office.
Check for languages?
No. I was going to say put it in Hugo's office.
Put it in Hugo's office.
Mm-hmm. Seems to have a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Not something R&D made, is it?
Nope, not.
All right. Yeah,
if people would actually note what they're going to dump on in my office so I know what it's about.
Why don't you put a sign up to remind people?
Well... being who some of the people are involved, I would hope they'd have a bit more common sense by now.
I'll go crazy first. Give me a moment and see if I can find out anything.
All right, go.
Woohoo, I fumbled my third eye roll.
Thank God. Does that mean you don't get to use it for the adventure?
I don't know. What does it mean? You tell me first and then I'll know not to spend
a
pot on it.
Is it a spell?
No, it's not. It's a skill.
No. Mm. Oh.
I think it means I cannot make... Well, one thing it'll mean is that I can't make any more attempt on this creature until the end of the adventure. Certainly, I don't know if it generally fucks it up for the adventure. I have no idea.
I got no clue. That's why I was asking. Does anybody know? Nobody knows. I can just make
sure. There aren't any rules for...
Excellent.
Well, if it's a skill and you fumble a skill, then you can still try a skill, except for a language skill.
Hmm. Yeah, but what's the penalty for fumbling it?
He dies.
Okay.
If he fumbles it again.
Again? What about the first time?
It's the warning.
Mm. I like orange flags and yellow flags.
You could go draw a fumble cannon and look at the magic and see if that suggests something.
I like it.
Obviously, I can't lose any magic points.
No, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm good with that too. I don't care about fumbles.
All right, here we go. Fumble card says, discard this fumble card and draw two others. Hmm. Interesting.
Woo-hoo.
Next two fumble cards. One of them magic, you're stunned, and the other one says, discard this fumble card and draw two others. Okay.
And he's gonna get hit with the monkey end of doom here soon.
Oh yeah. And ah, you can lose magic points from it, you think unhappily. It says lose flat 10 MP. And you got the oh shit card. Your brain fries. You take D4 real damage, minus D4 of int permanently, as well as losing full magic points and essence involved. So the full thing is your brain fries, and you take D4 damage and lose a bunch of int, and your trick, or no, and you lose 10 MP flat. There you go.
Okay, so, yeah. And you're stunned. As we see trickles of blood coming out of his nose.
Actually, that works for me. I'll make a note in here.
His eyes glaze over or any.
Who would ever take that card? There's no point in it. That's just spend the pulse card.
Which card? The oh shit card?
Yes.
Okay, so you want a different card?
Yeah, then that one, sure. Oh,
alright. Let's see what this one is. Come and see this. Come and see this.
Like your hand of doom?
Yes, it reads, if you get this card, you may not spend a pause to get a new card. You are stuck with this card. This card causes you to roll D4 plus two other cards. You can spend a card pause on each of the other cards individually. God must really have it out
for
you.
Worst fumble card chain ever.
Yes. Yes, I think so. This will go down.
And to think, if you just had said, I'll spend a pause and re-roll it.
Let's see.
So far, all up, spent one pause and I'm stunned. So far...
Well,
and 10 MP.
And 10 MP. Stun, 10 MP.
Yeah, what's that? Well, I don't care about
and
that.
And four more fumble cards.
Let that be a warning to you all.
Yeah,
listeners.
I guess so.
Those who say the fumble deck is not bad, I give you this particular piece of audio.
Let's see. And your MP falls to zero. You faint. See you in 8 hours. Drop health stuff. And you lose another D10 straight magic points. And
from zero,
you lose another D10 straight magic points and take D6 real hit points from bad magic forces in your brain, and you're stunned some more. So basically,
you lose another D10 magic points.
Yeah, and you end up going, ah! Everybody just looks at you.
Holmes, you're up.
Are you wanting? Well, I don't think you'd still be conscious with all the D10 magic points things.
Well, the one that took you to zero magic points puts you unconscious anyway. Yeah. So it's not.
Well, right. I was saying even if you were going to spend a pause on just that one.
The worst I've got so far is ultimately I'm asleep for 8 hours and I've lost D6 real.
Yeah.
Which I get back in a week. So I'm
okay.
For one pause.
Wasn't there a D4 real earlier on?
No, he paused that one and got Super Monkey Hand of
Doom. That was the old shit one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holmes, you're up!
Mulligan, brah!
The 3 points real.
Dor, do you want to check him out and make sure he's okay?
You see, like, steam coming out of his head. Never seen that before.
He looks good.
Blood running out of his ears and eyes.
Oh, yeah. Blood coming out of his ears and eyes. Probably has an aneurysm. As in, he needs brain surgery, and you're the man to do it. He shows a plot, his knife. Biopsy the brain.
Sure, I'll check him out. I roll him over, and is he having a seizure?
No, I'm sure he's twitching a little bit, like just like a leg kicking. But, not good. Give me a first aid roll to diagnose his condition.
Crit.
Oh, yeah, he's fucked. You recognize this from medical school. Of course, then you were doing an autopsy, but this guy's still alive.
Yeah, I think he needs a full body cast.
Right.
I'm giving Doyle a card. You can get him in a card and a full body cast, and Holmes approves it, I'll give you both a refill.
What's my card?
Speaking of which, I believe you owe Jameson myself a refill.
Oh, okay.
Oh, have you? I haven't.
All right.
What's my card?
You got move 20. Toss?
I'll toss Flamethrower.
Oh.
Doyle is checking over Terry, I pick up the phone and call Stapler Man.
All right. While you're calling Stapler Man, are you wanting a full refill?
Yes. Does anybody want skill 10, make rocket go now? Full clip is a happy clip on minus one.
I'll
pick up.
Go ahead, James.
I'll trade up the school 5 for school 10 as a discard file.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Nobody wants any of the R's? Okay. Let's do Holmes's refill real quick here. Best fumble ever. Shit, Timmy never even got that bad fumble. Holmes, your new cards suck ass. You got jump 20, explosive learning, with a man who's impaled by his own penis, damage plus d10, and artificer.
What is explosive learning?
It uses the same exploding die as Deadlands for when you skill up. It's a good end of mission.
Okay.
And the mission thing, but...
What was the last card?
Artificer. Right.
Alright, yes, as I said, I pick up the phone and call Mom.
Let's see if he's... Right.
Terry, quit fucking around. Wake up.
I don't know if that'll work or how much MP I'm losing.
It brings you back to 1 MP.
Yeah, it just resets your MP to 1. Apparently Doyle is a great doctor. Although Holmes will be needed for the other stuff. The real hit points, I mean. Right.
Just because Doyle's not willing to cast that
spell. Yes. go ahead and mark off your sand. That's tell him what his sand is, if any. And the only one who's working right now is apparently a lot of people are off for the holidays is Cutthroat Bitch, a.k.a. Amber. Yes, she says.
I don't know if she is. I've never met her. There's a object that's been left on my desk. I'd like you to take care of it. Thank you.
Who the fuck is this?
Sherlock Holmes. Who are you?
You know?
If I knew, I wouldn't ask.
Excellent. She hangs up.
But you there?
Go Cutthroat Bitch. Anyway, right. So,
I call Stapleman's mobile phone.
All right. Hello, this is Stapleman. I'm out fighting crime right now, but if you leave a message, I'll get to your crime or various problem. Or I'll just send Doyle to blow up the city block you were in. Ho, ho, ho. Bit of Christmas humor there. Don't take that seriously. For God's sake, don't.
Oh. I bring up the HR records and see who's currently scheduled to work at Mom at the moment.
There's probably like 5 or 10 people scheduled to work at Mom. You've managed to... but this takes a while to get because most of the people in HR, being that that's a quote... cool job, have fled the building. There's the one unfortunate new guy left, but he is quick to give you his name as well as attempt to suck up.
Now's the time to raid the records and find out the names and addresses of everyone that works in HR.
We never did.
Did I say that out loud?
Help read properly before.
I know, that's because we weren't, because we're concerned because of his linkage with the building in regards to what undoing it might do.
I have a card, Jameis, for remembering Radcliffe exists. You got a weekend warrior, drop.
Support a 5, play weekend warrior.
Okay.
That's part of the reason we were trying to find Swift.
Which I could if I wanted to get it on a spell. Mm-hmm. But I don't.
Ah, you want to go to Gorea? Or Gore? Sure, let's do that.
Hmm.
You found Swift?
No, but I'm sure we will. Let's go.
Oh, you mean, or go and look for him now?
Yeah, sure, why not? It's Christmas. Oh, by the way, how do you get yourself out of the doghouse when you accidentally kill someone in front of your loved one? Hypothetically.
Depends on the circumstances around the situation.
Hmm. Yeah, at least I didn't kill him in front of her, but she knew I was doing it.
Are you still laying on the ground, Terry, as you're talking to them, or just in case
yes,
you pass out?
He's still lying on the ground here.
All right, good.
Did you put him in the coma position, or whatever they call it?
Skydiving 20.
Throw it.
Doyle?
I put him in the position if he was having a seizure, so he's laying,
on his side.
On his side, yeah.
Legs, one leg twist turned and, whatever, so he's one arm stretched out.
Yeah,
the other
I know
arm,
the position.
Angle, whatever.
Yeah, he looks like a backwards S.
So he doesn't choke.
Exactly. I was assuming you didn't have, spinal problems, because that's the wrong position for that one.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, where were we? Yes, HR.
Yeah, right here. Mark. Screw you.
10 people. I know this person, and this person.
Cool, get them to fix my office.
You, start calling down the list to find somebody better to talk to?
No, I'm working out who it was who I spoke to.
Ah, you're down to, like, 4 different girls.
Spoke to who? Right.
I called up Mum and spoke to a woman there who was quite rude and abrupt and hung up. So I'm looking at who she was.
There's a knock on the open door of your office. It looks like some Weasley guy.
Yes?
I'm from Mom. I got sent here to fix whatever your
beautiful
problem
there you
was.
I say, pointing at the creature.
Ah!
Take it away and do what Mom does.
Okay. He takes it away and goes off to find what Mom does.
And who?
I just imagine a mulcher and someone just chucking the whole thing into a mulcher.
Oh, I forgot to do this. He made a sand roll on Zombie Bob as well. Could everybody else who doesn't have Zombie maxed out give me a sandy roll on that? He's still fucking standing.
Fail! Damn it, I don't know.
Trying to fix out zombies?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, there it is. D6, right?
D8.
D8.
Zombies are terrifying.
Apparently the same zombie I've seen.
D6 for this guy, because he's not
doing anything. Yes, I know, the zombie that you keep seeing keeps scaring you.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, that's what I want to max him out. I want to use Dino kill him. That's what I want to max him out. Oh.
Did you go berserk and
beat Moe? Not even close.
Yeah. So.
We're going to see if I can't get me a 4th insanity today. Woo.
Did you take the pretty face one in the end?
Yeah.
You may want to rethink that one, Travis, just because if the characters find out, they'll use it to screw you over royally.
Nah.
Well, it's up to you guys. You do have a case if you want a case. If you don't want a case, then you can continue to watch Moa laying on your office floor and listen to Doyle bitch about his office.
Can I use acrobatics to spring back to my feet?
You could try it.
No.
I skill 10.
Uh-huh.
And yes, make it.
Wow.
I was so tempted to clothesline him when he was like flipping down.
He's having a seizure. Oh!
Wing.
All right,
I was just recording the last time someone tried to do acrobatics in the office.
If he had fumbled and then gotten some more shit, that would be super awesome.
Nicely done. Now, let's go down to our human resources and fix my office. Mission parameters. Fix my office. That's our first mission. That's the first mod. It's a prestige mod. Yeah.
We'll make good fumble cards.
Yet we don't care.
Mo's made it to
anyway.
Good.
Oh, and there is that unlabeled DVD on your desk.
Oh yeah, we should check out to see if any more of the buildings turned up.
Nothing new from what you guys have, although I don't know how much Holmes knows. And I don't think Doyle knows anything about any of it.
Huh?
If you fit the thread, you pretty much found out what we know anyway.
Yeah.
So.
No.
And that there's all these weird things behind the walls and the buildings. And
That sounds fantastic.
Logan reaches for a mod.
Human resources cast a spell on my office. My spear's still there. It has carvings of cats in it. My pens, they're the same pens. They're cat pens now.
It's for teamwork. It's to help keep our employees...
It was a morale building exercise for the peons out in the cubicles. It wasn't for the upper staff.
What kind of dark magic did they use?
James got skill 5.
I've been having to bang Belladonna in John Boxer's little closet.
Too much information, just so you know.
Why didn't you either make use of your, thingy?
Oh, I made use of my thingy. I put my fist out for the fist bump.
Yes, the RV, thank you, the motorhome.
A homeless man blew it up.
What? I thought that RV was indestructible.
Oh, no, it just burned out. Yeah. I didn't get it.
It's a bubby.
It's just a burned out husk now. It's gotta be fixed up. Again.
Oh.
Couple days ago. I was on a case, and R&D fitted some Ghostbuster mobile, because I was going to take care of a haunting. They fitted it with some kind of Ghostbuster packs. We were in a rough part of the neighborhood, and apparently the homeless people got into the R&D equipment, killed themselves, blew up the car, flipped the RV twice, almost killed AC, and burned down the house I was in.
I see. And what really happened?
That would explain the bill for $300,000 that went to the KBC.
That is actually what happened. You can ask John Boxers. That is actually what happened.
What's your acting at? Because I know that you're using empathy on your ass.
18?
18, right. So minus that...
That is what happened! What are you talking about?
Give me empathy rolls, and tell me by how much... by how much you make it.
I fail.
excellent. Thank God.
Yeah, I make it by 20.
Hey, maybe holding something back, but it seems overall to be truthful, other than some possible glaring omissions. You're not sure.
All right. Anyway, and
you're paying for the, but you already paid for the RV anyway, Doyle. So
Stapleman says that it's taken care of.
For you,
he's looking at the Holmes is looking at the bill for $300,000. It says to the KBC from such and such bank. For having your people burn down the house and set fire to two adjacent houses, which were only damaged, but, you know, the fire department fortunately managed to catch them in time, as well as several cars, and apparently several dozen people, or one person who got cut in really small bits, was actually killed in the explosion. They're not really sure. They're still having different people in the KBC under you, trying to put the pieces together, because they don't know what caused the explosion, but it was weird, apparently. So, a shitload of people died, and the bank wants its money for the house.
Somebody already got in trouble in R&D. I don't remember who. Stapleman. That's right, Stapleman went to R&D and already chastised them for putting, apparently, what were bombs shaped like, you know, Ghostbuster packs in the back of the car.
Shows Holmes taking their paper from R&D, and they're asking that Doyle be reprimanded for incorrect use of R&D property. Oh, and also they send a bill that they suggest be taken off Doyle's paper for 4 Ghostbuster packs, at $72 million each, approximately.
Wait, so, even the one that was labeled warning for the black guy is still $72 million?
They failed to put that warning one in the... So, yeah, some outrageous amount of money is, you know, what the R&D department's claiming. Pretty much looks like business as usual.
No surprise, I worked on Christmas. Mm. I need a raise.
I believe that's occurring, Doyle.
I'm getting a raise?
Mm-hmm.
Yes! Yes!
By that, do you mean you're moving him up to a higher floor in the building, or?
No, I mean that KBC Boston thing saying everybody's getting a raise.
Oh, yes.
Therefore, he's getting a raise.
I need a raise and a promotion.
That's a bit beyond what you've been doing so far.
Did you read the case file? Case closed.
No, we
closed.
Didn't.
I was like, what's up, homeless... I mean, what's up, evil...
Don't tell him too much about it. I'm still going to run him on that later. Yeah.
I do that all the time. And I gave John Boxers a leader...
What's this about you killing somebody in front of Belladonna?
He doesn't look like he wants to discuss that and wants to go back to talking about his race.
So Belladonna is upset with you because you killed somebody in front of her.
Accidentally, and hypothetical.
How did you accidentally hypothetically kill somebody in front of her?
Hypothetically? I may have slapped them.
Right. And why were you slapping them hypothetically?
Because she was kind to them and they would not kneel and kiss her hand. Hypothetically.
I can understand why she's upset with you.
So how do you fix that?
Terry?
I don't want he's in a failed relationship. I don't want his advice.
I think that gives you an indication of where things could be going for you, Doyle. If you're not more careful.
When you say that, all of your magic points get sucked out. Everybody's now at 2, which for Terry is improvement. So Terry actually feels a little bit better about being in a failed relationship. Everybody else loses all their magic.
We all get bummed out.
And why were you discharging a weapon in my home?
I think you have me confused with John Boxers.
Why was John Boxers discharging a weapon in my home?
Let me rephrase. No one discharged a weapon in your home.
Unfortunately, I have stories contradicting that statement.
Ah, I needed to talk to Jane about my office.
Why did you are in trouble, Mister?
You are in trouble. What? She's not happy with you.
Sherlock Holmes.
It's Jane. Would you please tell Doyle to stop sending random interns here, telling them I will fuck them because I'm not fucking you because you've got the cubicle thing going on? Oh, she says.
You are in trouble. That's what Logan's note meant.
You are in trouble, mister.
She says, love you. Talk to you later. Please kill him. Bye.
No.
Anyways, I wanted to talk to her. And she was having trouble because your cubicle had this, like, hideous, like, red, white, and blue head on it. And she couldn't scrape it off, so I took care of it for her so that we could get on with our conversation. So you see, it all makes perfect sense.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Good. Stapleman says the less you understand, the better it is for you.
You must be doing very well indeed.
So, a case?
So is Amber the same person that disappeared from the morgue?
Nah, different one. No, that was a different... That was a unpleasant person that disappeared from the morgue. Jameis got drinking beer with your feet card.
A different unpleasant person.
Yes.
He can get a memory roll, remember which.
I don't remember which. So he can't have a memory roll.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're talking about the actual coroner, the female coroner. As far as I know, she wasn't a...
Yeah, that was her.
Intern.
Oh, well, she got demoted when she disappeared. She was a
coroner.
Ah, she got demoted for not showing up to work, I guess.
And crushing my hand open.
Oh, right, right. And apparently stepping on somebody's hand and crushing it open.
Yeah, well, there was that crushing their hand open bit, yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. So who did you find in human resources that can fix this problem?
It shows in human resources one guy under a desk rocking back and forth with the flashlight on, shining up his face, going, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Just, I'm currently in the middle of trying to transfer Terry to a new character sheet, which is why I'm not paying too much attention at the moment.
I'm just assuming you're stunned silent by Doyle's idiocy, so don't worry about it.
That actually works, too.
Boy, the server's pretty fucked today.
Yep.
Damn it, this guy gets more Horrors of War than he makes out.
Okay!
He has just the place for that.
Any place is just the place for that. Any place with people.
Yeah. I suspect you guys want to do a nice, simple CSI case because you're so crazy there.
Both of them, like, are good with nervous twitching and possible drooling.
Alright, so does anybody know what this brooch is about?
Nope.
What brooch?
This brooch, I say, holding it up.
Looks like the kind of thing old people wear. Makes Doyle want to punch you in the face because you might be getting old.
Right. And does anybody know... Oh, you already explained the DVD. Don't worry about that.
I put John Boxers on a leadership evaluation, even though he's pay grade 2. He sucks something horrible. So apparently there's a reason we wait till pay grade 3.
Yep.
He actually tried to get the interns involved. Dumbass. And I gave him pay grade 1s.
The interns?
No, John Boxers. I gave him pay grade 1s instead of interns. I didn't notice a lot of difference, strangely.
Yes. They're supposed to, usually they've improved when they've gone to pay grade 1.
Oh, can I fire people?
For what reason?
Good ones.
Go on.
It's a general question.
No, you're not a department head.
Good answer, Holmes. Have a card. You got skill 5. Drop something else?
Drop... out of farsa.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway. Let's deal with the case.
Alright.
Cut to... later.
Before cutting to...
God damn it. Yes?
5 interns.
Really? Well, I don't mind. That slows things down as I get to do stuff. All right. You round up 5 interns. You catch the 5 slowest. The others manage to escape, screaming.
Do we need to use nets?
Nah.
Do
you have a net?
Is there a little, like, you know, in case of emergency, break glass net?
With a net in it. In case of intern, break glass.
Yes.
All right. So, you round up the 5 slowest interns.
And by slowest, he means most retarded.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so, show us your IDs.
Okay, you've got 4 interns left.
All right.
80% is still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think they learned after the first couple of times.
You want me to eject this guy from the building? What floor are we on?
The second. And plus the windows aren't made to be open. I don't guess that matters to you, but just pointing it out. Okay, so cut to the crime scene. I'm sure I'll churn through interns quick. A woman's body was discovered in a bathtub by the sleazy manager of an SRO hotel. If anybody can tell me what the American acronym, good luck you bastards in different countries, SRO stands for, then I will give you a refill because I didn't know what it meant either and had to look it up. It's also not just an American thing. I looked that up too. So, no?
Something rights only?
That'd be nice. Now, in this case, it stands for single room occupancy. What happens is they take a big building and then chop it into single rooms. In this case, read as sleazy.
Okay.
The picture that I sent is... this is the guy behind the counter. He glares at you guys as you're walking past.
Going, I glare back.
Yeah! He makes a sign against evil. And...
I nod to myself.
You guys, head on upstairs. There's cops and stuff that are showing you the way in and stuff. And, let's see, 2 of you are international, 1 of you is not claimed by any organization. Is that correct?
No organization can claim me.
Very well. All right. They'll have a pay grade
to be international.
They'll have, 2 cops following you. Round 1 just to make sure that things go smoothly with evidence collection, and 1 to get your interns to put things back.
Mm-hmm.
I.e. babysit, because one of them's already stolen an ashtray.
But...
alright, he's gone. The remaining interns look at each other like, we're gonna make it! We're gonna survive!
And so, which of you have had forensics training?
They are both doing this slow, like, maybe I should raise my hand, but not certain.
What did you do at university?
I race cars.
Good man.
Yeah, he looks at the other one like, sucker.
All right, back to the KVC for you.
Yeah. You ladies.
Right, now you two.
They look at each other. They're both trying to hide behind each other right now.
What is your background? Where did you get recruited from? Were you at university? What skill sets do you have?
I was recruited because the judge said go to KBC or go to jail. Sir.
Right, one of those ones.
Yes, sir. The other one says, I'm part of the Bootstrap Up program.
Okay. So, since neither of you, I believe, have probationary zoo site licenses.
I can get you one, says the one who apparently was in prison.
You can't collect evidence.
They look at each other, confused.
He's saying you're worthless.
They nod. They're interns. They're used to this.
Anyway. Got your cover, boss. Well, just observe and don't touch anything.
They try to look observant. Right. Up in the...
Do you want the big three at some point?
I want... Yeah, go ahead and do the big three. And I will put up a couple of quick...
Take nothing exciting we're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a horrible roll.
Excellent. We need more horrible rolls, because Holmes has been doing too well, and it's been begun to depress some of the interns, so we're needing for him to do a lot worse.
I did pretty well.
Okay.
I just quit saying when I crit my spot roll.
Yeah, it's just tedious. There's one of the pictures.
That is the bath?
Yeah. Is that oil?
Oh, yeah. Motor oil, apparently. Let me show you the air picture.
For the name of the mod, I'm going to guess boat motor oil.
Now the description. Let's see. Dead lady, you discover later she's fully clothed.
Oh.
In a tub of motor oil.
Ooh.
There's, looks like, two glasses of wine and a wine bottle. Neither of the glasses has been drunk out of. Or one of them has a little bit, but the other one hasn't been touched.
Kind of important, because we're obviously going to take it. So let us know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm telling you about the only interesting stuff in here. And also you find a shitload of 10W-40 motor oil empties in the closet. They're basically plastic jugs. They're like, I think it's a quart each. And 10W-40 motor oil, it's like Pennzoil. Very common. Anybody who lives in the States has seen this shit around. Pretty much you can buy it anywhere.
And you gotta run hot water when you dump it down the sink illegally.
Right. You're not supposed to dump it down the sink illegally unless you run hot water. Right.
Not that I ever have.
Yeah. Also the bathroom door wiped clean and the front door wiped clean.
Damn it. Why do people have to do this with the things?
Well, I want to let you know.
It's harder to check them down if they wipe their prints off.
Real pain in the ass.
Kind of. Wine is it? Is it wine or champagne?
Give me etiquette roll.
I read the bottle.
Oh, it says it's wine.
It just says in big letters wine across the front.
Yeah, I'm sure it's something nice, but Logan doesn't.
I take photos.
Excellent. How'd you do? Great.
Fine. Nothing special.
I take horrible photos.
Excellent. You take photos of Holmes taking photos.
I call up the morgue.
You can make a documentary then on Holmes taking the photos and stuff. You make the making of this.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, the morgue attendants who are actually not Haas are on the way, as Haas and some of the other senior staff are taking Christmas off, unlike you guys who are dealing with angry girlfriends or offices full of cats.
Or both.
Yeah.
You're not Haas.
They haven't arrived yet. By the way, Holmes, you get a text message. It's from one of the seat warmers in HR. They wanted to let you know that they understood that Doyle, full name here, was upset about his thing. So what they've done is they've given him tickets for a popular New York play called Cats, for him and his woman to go see. So the tickets have been delivered to his office. So,
is it still running?
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid that despite the best efforts of anybody with taste, they cannot get rid of it. So, that stomp. There's also a new one called Shout, whereby just, you know.
And Rent.
Yeah, Rent. Shout's like Rent, but without any story. Just people shouting mindlessly at each other.
Awesome. And sometimes they get a little bit softer now.
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
they get a little bit louder now.
Right. Take a card for weird shit there. Yes, I caught that. Seize initiative, drop.
Immovable.
Okay. So.
Ever since getting these space decorations, I feel like I'm above it all. I'm looking down at the world, and planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do.
Hmm. Excellent.
We have a problem, Houston.
Moa got a library use 20, and Holmes got a reroll, figure out what to drop.
Drinking beer.
Okay.
Bloody server. Freaking hell.
Is the green penguin be a slime critter, would it, Terry?
No idea. What if you had them, that's all.
Holmes, no, that's
the closest I can see. Yeah, anyway. I'm dropping the jump plus 20.
Is anybody else grabbing that? No? Yeah, that, as far as evidence at the scene here, within this room, you are completely satisfied that there's nothing else. I don't know what you want to do with any of the stuff. I'm not saying that you've done everything with all the stuff at all, but I'm saying that other than the things I've mentioned, there's nothing else of significance. There's a lot of other insignificant stuff, which the two interns are being very careful not to steal, although one of them is sitting on the bed and carefully putting a quarter into the vibrating thing.
That is sleazy.
Mm-hmm. The other one's trying to figure out if he can get into the vibrating thing to get the quarter.
As with cases where there's bodies in liquids, we will be carefully getting the liquid.
Hmm. Not a problem. By the way, Marcus should be on.
And also...
And isn't.
I don't even know if I've got him on my list. Oh, yes, I do. Also, curious as to why why it had not flooded, drained out of the debuff is too full hole.
Pardon?
Might be just at that level.
This bath is one of those baths that's got a hole for when you fill it up too much so it doesn't overflow.
I can see it. I wasn't looking at the picture.
And the liquid is cutting it in half, indicating that there is something stopping it from draining out.
Yeah, you're reading too much into Hollywood there, sir. Yeah. That'll stop him from doing that. Or not. But yeah, I don't know why it's not.
No. Actually, no, I see what's... it was above it, but I see that shot is with the oil being slightly removed.
Good. Then we're all agreed.
But yeah, there was... the oil was above the drain-out hole.
What? You said we'll find out she's clothed. What clothes is she wearing? Is she, like, an upper-class hooker, or is she, like, normal person, or...?
Normal person. I mean, it's true that a lot of women do dress like they're upper-class hookers, but this one I classify as normal person. Although...
So you've given this hotel a lower-class hooker.
Yeah, it should be a lower-class hooker for this kind of place. This kind of place where you could rent rooms by the hour.
She hot?
Hard to say in her current condition. Maybe after the body's been cleaned up. My guess would be, yeah, she could be a MILF. Hard to tell with all that oil.
Alright.
No sign. Check out just on the off chance. Some person has put in hidden cameras, etc., to watch people in the bathroom or in the bed.
Excellent idea. Have a card, Holmes. You notice one of the cops is looking at the victim strangely. Holmes, you got bag of lye and a shovel. What do you want to drop?
The damage plus 10.
Anybody else want
so damage? So much for that, two? Body. Next case.
Body, what body?
One of the cops goes, I recognize this lady, sir.
Really?
Yes. I think she was, on the, missing persons, thing.
Okay.
I pay attention to that sort of thing.
Well done, officer.
Which apparently we don't even get a role for it.
No, you guys are too busy going around with stabbing. You haven't got time to peruse the files and shit. Unless you have cop lore or missing persons lore or anything that like that that you think would help with this.
Police sort of lore?
I could go with police lore.
I don't make it. Let's move on.
Ha, ha, ha! The cop
go.
What, did server come up? Or did Marcus
no,
come up?
No, chicken. Just chicken.
Marcus is there.
Excellent. We'll send him via tube.
Hello?
Excellent.
Yay!
You've been, what's your character's pay grade so I can see how you got transported to the crime scene?
One.
Chained to the back of a car and dragged there.
just give me a second. I gotta go grab something.
Excellent. That works for pay grade ones.
Well, I think it's pretty clear what happened here.
You did it?
I walk off. I'm going to go talk to the manager on duty.
Good.
Right.
Okay, I'll make sure the police officer goes with him.
Yep. No problem. And you go down to the manager on duty, and he's got his back to you, and he's doing some stuff.
Disposing of evidence?
Huh. He turns around. He has a bundle of dynamite in one hand and child pornography in the other. What? What are you busting my chops for?
Room 17.
Put some up on the shelf behind him. What about it?
When did she check in?
Yeah, they paid for the room 5 days ago. It's supposed to be out at midnight. I goes up to make sure, find the lady in the tub, called the cops. I want to know who's cleaning that tub out.
You. They. Go.
Who?
You! Go! What? They. You said they.
They could be her. I don't know. Could be him. I don't know.
This is him.
Ritz. I don't know. Hey, look, let me look at my... Ah, they signed the guest book. Here. Wait, no, that was in 1947. Sorry, I haven't got anybody signing in since then. I keep telling them to. I put up a sign. They stole the sign. What a bunch of bastards. Don't look at me like that. Yeah. Look, what's it going to take to make you leave me alone? How about 20? Yeah.
$20. I did send a cop with him.
The cop's just looking like open mouth, like, what the fuck is going on? Go on, give me an intimidate roll as you just sit there and stare at the guy.
Six.
He offers you 40. He doubles his initial. This guy is cheap. Yeah.
I need to know the name of the woman and whoever the man was staying there.
I don't know no names. They give me whatever names. I don't ask for names. This ain't the Ritz, you know? You know? Look, $40, just leave me alone. I got some change. He puts up like 17 cents. The cop goes...
You mean you don't keep any records whatsoever of anybody that stays here?
Sure, I tell people to sign in.
So you don't have any kind of business transaction records?
This ain't the kind of place where there's like some guy walking by in drag. He's like, hi, Terry. He's like, hey, how you doing, Lucille? No, this ain't the kind of place where, you know, people leave a lot.
I think it's time for you to get audited.
I don't even know what that means.
It means you'll get shut down.
Oh, yeah. Ain't my place.
What other managers are there that
just me.
Suck less than you?
Nobody sucks less than I do. Wait a minute. The cop's just like, you want me to, I'm gonna arrest him. Guy's like, what? I got friends downtown. We are downtown, says the cop. Alright, I'll go quietly. So the cop arrests and confiscates the dynamite and child porn. The cop glares at Doyle and puts the child porn into a bag. He takes the guy off.
That's fine, huh? That guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
There's no records here whatsoever?
Nah, the last, guest signing was in 1947.
Okay. I go back up to,
the room. Okay.
This place blows. FYI, also the place to stay if you're on the run.
Mm-hmm.
Did you learn anything of interest?
The guy is into explosives and fucking children.
Okay. And anything related to the case?
They checked in 5 days ago, a man and a woman. He couldn't even give me a description of the man.
days ago.
Mecca, contact Cape Sea Recovery and tell them to come get the tub with the oils to them.
We need to make sure that we have a oily... Oh, no, money, you got a piece of fire.
Well, you can do that, Terry. You don't have to ask me to do that.
Well, saying it out loud, so it's done.
What's Marcus's character's name again?
Henry Clay.
That's right.
I had to download the most recent version of Vassal.
That's right. The server's down anyway.
Yes, I'll tell you.
If anyone gets brain dead or whatever the heck for knowing the module, I'll take it.
Huh?
We're doing boat, aren't we?
Yes.
I know that one.
Okay, so you're on a no-brainer then.
Yeah, no-brainer, that's what it was.
Okay. That just means
we don't have to explain what it's about then.
Yeah.
No, I'll just drain the oil for you.